After a one-year absence, Cleveland is again rolling out the red carpet for the Alternative Press Music Awards. The fourth annual ceremony is the brainchild of Cleveland's Alternative Press magazine to recognize the so-called misfits of pop punk, hard rock, rap, and metal. For this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Alternative Press CEO Mike Shea. Mike, you've been running your magazine for decades. Why do an award show?
Our community really didn't have our own kind of like night to celebrate what we do and everything else like that. And, you know, you've got the Grammys, you've got the Billboard Awards, you've got all these other shows, but our crowd just didn't really have anything. And there was, and most of these bands would never be nominated for anything on any of those shows. So we decided like, okay, let's do something for us. So I was going to do it in 2013, and we didn't really have our act together then. And so we pushed it to 2014 by Voinovich Park. And we had no idea what we were doing. And it was a festival inside of an award show. And so then we moved into the queue in 2015, and it was awesome. And then 2016, we got kicked out of Cleveland to go down to Columbus to do it at the Schottenstein because of the Republican National Convention. And then 2017, we're back in Cleveland at the queue again.
Was there any thought of staying in Columbus? Because I know that was the fear for some of us here.
We talked to Columbus, and they liked us, and we liked them. But Cleveland's really working to make the city more of a music destination. And so they really felt that they wanted to be able to work with us and use the APMAs as kind of like a centerpiece to building that out. And so they've really gotten behind us this year. We feel like, you know what, Cleveland's on a roll. Let's keep this moving.
And then there's in kind of a streaming component. I mean, we can watch this if we want, if we're not going to be there that night.
Yeah, we do. You can. We are BFFs with Amazon Music. And so they you'll be able to watch it on Amazon, and they own Twitch. And so on Twitch TV, you'll be able to watch it there.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the magazine. I mean, 32 years this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much has this magazine evolved from when you first took this on in your parents' house in Aurora back in 1985?
I mean, well, back then it was just a fanzine. I mean, I was a high school newspaper editor, and I was the yearbook editor. And so basically all I did was just mirror what our high school newspaper looked like. And then we handed that out at the flats at a punk show. Then we eventually started charging about $1 for it because we needed some more money to pay for everything. And now it's turned into this internationally distributed brand and with a really strong online presence and everything else. And I think a lot of people thought that we would have went away many, many, many years ago. And so, but I think it's really just because everybody loves the idea of what AP is.
And explain a little bit about what that idea is.
I think it's really about fighting for the underground, fighting for the underdog, but also, you know, connecting similar misfits of different types of kind of alternative music together underneath one kind of umbrella. We've broken so many careers over the years that I can't even count them. It's been pretty incredible.
Well, for me, I was a teenager in the 90s with the grunge era, and this magazine, you know, with the covers of Nirvana, Soundgarden, it was like my lifeline.
And that's great. That means a lot, actually. And to tell you the truth, I think being in Cleveland, we don't really get to hear that a lot here. And we don't hear it until we start going outside into other areas of the world. Our influence, I think, sometimes kind of escapes us because we are kind of like insulated from it.
Because of that, has there ever been any talk of leaving Cleveland?
Back in the 90s, we started going like, wow, should we move to Chicago? Because that was like the thing then. Everybody was moving to Chicago. We just like, no, we'll just stay here. I mean, and plus the fact if we would have went to New York or LA, we would have been wiped out in a year because to pay two people here is, you know, one person or half a person in New York. So
what's the future of Alternative Press Magazine? Where do you see it going in 32 years? What's next?
You know, when we started it, we were just a bunch of kids that were mad that the Smiths weren't coming to Cleveland. We've never really had long, long-term plans as to what's going on. And today, I mean, we have a plan. Let me correct that. I mean, we do have a plan. But I think in this day and age, it's just a constant snow globe. Like every morning, it just somebody in the universe shakes it. And I think as long as there's this passion here and there's a passion out there with music fans, then AP will be around. And it's kind of un-CEO of me to say this. It's like, we'll get through it.
32 years for the magazine and fourth year now for the Alternative Press Music Awards. Mike, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
That's Alternative Press Magazine CEO Mike Shea. We're hearing a bit of Circles by the band Pierce the Veil, up for Song of the Year at the AP Music Awards, July 17th at the Cube. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.